Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Jenkel, J-E-N-K-E-L, 10-16-64, today 7-15-24, 59-year-old gentleman, comes in today stating that he feels like he smells pus in his mouth around 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a regular basis. He saw Dr. Pyatt last week. He was sent to the dentist. The dentist did not find anything wrong with him. He also says he has cough, congestion, facial pain, and signs of sinus infection, period. The paragraph, his cholesterol was 254. He says that's where he likes it. He doesn't want to take any medication for it. He also has a creatinine of 1.65. For this reason, we looked at his kidneys under ultrasound. No hydronephrosis or other issues were noted, period. He states that they tell him that every year, but that has not changed for years. In the paragraph, his testosterone was 603, CBC normal. He does have sleep apnea. He does wear a mask at night, which can also promote sinus infection as well. His hemoglobin A1C was 5.7 with no sign of diabetes, period. In the paragraph, family history, mom died of MS, died of pancreatic cancer. Social, drinks very little alcohol, divorced, has 2 children, 9 grandkids, works for a chemical plant, doesn't use drugs, allergy, no known drug allergy, colonoscopies, up-to-date medications, non-COVID immunization, up-to-date medical problems, negative medications, negative surgery, tonsils as a child, review of system, weights, 234 stable, symptoms of sinus infection, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion. No symptoms of seizure, petite or grand mal noted. 234 pounds, no change, 97%, 98.2, 1687, 118 over 69, heart positive, phone positive, 2, lungs clear, TM slightly red, posterior inferences, reddening flank, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment number 1, as far as the sinuses are concerned, the symptoms are consistent with sinus infection. He received it. Gram of acephalin last time, but no antibiotic to follow up with. I'm going to give him a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. Next number, renal insufficiency has been the same for years. In quotation, he's not interested in any further workup. His urine, his ultrasound of his kidneys look normal. Next number, high cholesterol, doesn't want to do anything about it. Discussed above. Next number, status post-colonoscopy times 3 in the past. Next number, no sign of diabetes. Next number, mild bladder spasm. Next number, BPH is mild. Next number, carotid ultrasound is stable with no significant obstruction. Next number, vertigo related to sinus infection. Next number is palpitation off and on. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck noted. Next number, reevaluate in 2 weeks. Next number, if any changes in his condition, he'll call and let me know. Next number, blood work reviewed with patient one by one. Thank you.